Before getting going with the video, I do want to give a shout out to my sponsor, ClickUp. ClickUp is a project management tool that has been enormously beneficial to me as I've been working on my feature film project. As many of you know, I've been working on my dream movie for the last year, but a big reason why I would neglect certain shoots or just wouldn't do the work involved is because of disorganization and overwhelm. In making a movie, there's a lot that goes into it, primarily locking down actors and locking down locations. That ends up becoming a very, very complicated part of the process. So one way I've been using ClickUp is to just make a proper list of the tasks that need to be done, the subtasks, the people involved, the crew, the camera gear, and then making a note on which part of the process I am in when it comes to like booking a location, booking actors, getting logistics sorted for the film. In addition to that, because their hierarchies have like a nesting component to it, I can have a special subpage where I can make a vision board or mood board for a certain scene so that the actors who come into it or the crew that I'm working on with for that particular scene, they can know the type of shots they're trying to get. We even use ClickUp now to make certain checklists about what gear needs to be brought in our main shooting setup, and then specific cases. For instance, if we're shooting a poker scene, by chance we might need a 90mm lens or something. I'm able to like have a detailed plan and a detailed conversation and organization around every scene, every look of the film, and get everyone on board. Before we go into a shoot now, I just send people, you know, their particular pages on ClickUp, have their emails, you know, attached to my account with it. And then everyone's able to be on the same page of what pages we're covering in the script, what scene we're working on, what kind of shots we're going for, the look of the cinematography, the gear needed. All of these components are addressed. So if you have any project management needs of your own, maybe you're trying to build your own startup, or maybe like me, you're working on your own passion project, you're working on a feature film, it's very, very important to have that kind of organization there. And with ClickUp, they have a bunch of templates that you can use to build out certain systems or automations. They even have now like an AI generated component where you can give it prompts and it'll just fill out sections for you. It's just really convenient in terms of like writing up contracts or some kind of like templating. And then from there, you can just customize and make that organization, that setup your own. And it's just a huge hack for productivity if you're working on something really, really big. If you want to check out ClickUp, you can use my link in the description box. Try clickup.co/CaptainSinbad for a free trial. I want to thank them so much for sponsoring this video. Now on with the rest of it.
There is an intelligence inside of you that knows what it wants from you. For every season of life, there is a strategy, and that strategy exists inside of us. One of my favorite scenes in all of cinema comes from The Prestige, directed by Christopher Nolan. And in this scene, Angiers, a character played by Hugh Jackman, is being greeted by Nikola Tesla, played by David Bowie, for the first time. And when Tesla is introduced, he walks through a field of electricity and arrives at Angiers, and then asks him to shake his hand while holding a light bulb. And as their hands meet, that light bulb goes off. And Angiers asks him, "What is conducing this electricity?" Tesla says, "Our very bodies, Mr. Engineer, is perfectly capable of conducing and indeed generating electricity." This is so true. Our bodies have electricity inside them. They're chemical, and there are also processes inside us that are electrical. And these electricities that run within us are the biggest indicator of an intelligence that is within us that we don't even fully understand. In fact, if you were just fully aligned and fully tapped in, you would come to realize that your physiology, your biology would just take care of you. It would literally solve all of your problems and bring you prosperity if you would just get out of its own way. But the thing is, most of us are clogged up and trapped by the way the world works and the conveniences of the world. And these things, they sort of block us from an inner genius that our biology is screaming at us to do, because we are the product of eons of survival, millennia of survival. We have so much inside of us that takes care of itself naturally. I realized this really profoundly this summer, because as I was learning to swim, I let go of the kayak that my videographer Anuj was, you know, running. And as I let go of the kayak, there was a moment where I couldn't swim. I'd never treaded water before. And suddenly I just naturally found myself treading water. It wasn't efficient, but Anuj in that moment said, "Literally, that was just evolution keeping you alive. I just learned to tread water." And before that moment, I never knew that I could stay upright and just like move around in the middle of a lake and just stay upright. I knew it theoretically because I'd seen it in like James Bond movies and like other people in lakes, but I myself had never done it before. And yet suddenly when I let go of the kayak, I was just treading water. This is all to say that your season in life right now, it has a function. It has something that is meant to be accomplished inside of this season. And the clock is ticking. Now, you could let this moment pass by, but it would be the equivalent of like sitting in a nursing home alone, staring out the window with nothing to do. I mean, the marker of an old person or a person who's run out of time is not so much their age, but rather the fact that they have nothing to do. This is the number one thing that I associate with, you know, people who are old and lonely, is that there's nothing to do. There's nothing to, I don't know. Yeah, what did you do today? Oh, you know, same old, nothing, not much. That's not how life should be. And especially it's not how it should be when you're young. Even into, you know, 40s, 50s, and 60s, you should feel inside of you the strategy of the season. And that's what I want to talk about in this video. I want to talk about what it takes to manifest what is to come in this season of your life. So the first idea that I want to talk about in this video is the fact that you need to be sleeping enough. One of the primary ways to access your subconscious intelligence is by getting sufficient sleep. Sleep is one of those rare, strange things that we don't fully understand, but it's like the sun goes down and there's like an extended period of time every day that we are to just not do anything and recuperate, to rejuvenate. It's a pretty amazing, strange phenomenon that you enter this like deliberate coma in which you have like trances and hallucinations, and you come out of it not only refreshed, but with new insight. You know, the dream state is the place between worlds to a degree, and it gives you a ton of insight. But one of the more common afflictions, especially in winter season, is that people's sleep quality just goes down. I used to struggle with sleep a lot. Growing up, all my life, I struggled with sleep. But I realized it's because I was just addicted to my computer. Back in 99, it was more like my dad's landline internet computer. But for many, many seasons of my life, it was just, I wouldn't be able to sleep. And it's perhaps one of the more boring things in the world, or just like anxiety-inducing things in the world. It's like between 12 and 2 a.m., you're like just waiting to fall asleep. And you can't, you're too lethargic and tired to actually do any work. And you're too awake to like fall asleep. You're just like in this useless state where you end up just doom-scrolling your phone. And I've been in that position, in that state for many periods of my life. It's just like this infinite waiting. You're just waiting and waiting. And more or less, to a good degree, to the largest degree ever, I have cured my insomnia. And the secret, actually, is to just wake up early and work out right away. That's really what it is. You just wake up and you work out. If I had to take the biggest guess possible for is a person on the trajectory of success and like financial prosperity as opposed to failure, the first thing I'd be keen to find out about is their sleep. Do they stay up late? Do they wake up late? They're probably not going to make progress in life. That's just my general observation. If you give me one indication, I wouldn't even care if someone has like a cigarette addiction or something. The first thing I would look at is, can this person get themselves to go to bed on time and wake up at a reasonable hour? I would say before 8 a.m., before 7:30 a.m. is like the noble time to be waking up. And, you know, the earlier you wake up, I find that's what's most reasonable. I myself get up around 7, 7:30 a.m. most days of the week. I don't try to like sleep super early and wake up at 5 a.m. I do on occasion if I have like a race coming up or something or a flight. But for the most part, I wake up at 7 a.m. and I'm asleep by like 10, 11, 12 a.m. at the latest. When I work with people, that like the number one sign that they're like not on the right trajectory, it's like imagine someone just waking up at 11 a.m. If I just know, I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care if you think that your most productive hours are between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. and you just want to stay up all night editing. I'll think you're a loser if you stay up late. I'll just think you're a bum. And you can sort out so many issues in your life if you just wake up and work out. You'll just wake up and you work out and just get going on the day early. It actually takes care of sleep. It also is important to sleep and rest sufficiently. So to increase your manifestations, to increase your potency and your power, it is actually good to rest in between big concerted efforts. A lot of people think that to do work and to work all day is to put in an 8-hour day, just like continual focus, 8 hours a day. Even my dad, when I was a kid, he would tell me like, just work 8 hours a day straight, like just study for 8 hours. But the mind doesn't really work like that. The brain, especially if it's like intellectually tapped, it's using glucose. So we work better in 90-minute to 3-hour chunks of time. And after that, if you're actually working with any kind of intensity, you get pretty exhausted after that period of time. Even Theodore Roosevelt, one of the great presidents and perhaps known as one of the most intense people ever, he wouldn't work for like 8 hours straight, 16 hours straight. He was known, if you ever read The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, written by Edmund Morris, in that book, they said that he worked for concerted efforts of like 3 hours at a time, or maybe 4 hours of study at a time, but with blistering, blazing intensity. And a lot of people, they miss that intensity. They're like careless with their work. They're not sharp between things. So even if that is an hour doing some kind of work, whether it's technical, whether it's videography, whether it's editing, if they're doing some kind of work, but that mind is not perfectly sharp to attack the work and hit the work hard, it doesn't matter if you were at your desk for 3 hours. And in the corporate life, we know this really, really fully. We know this fully in the sense that when I had a 9-to-5 job, you'd only work for like, sometimes you'd only work like 3 hours a day, a good amount of time. It's like you do 10 minutes of something and then you get distracted. That motive for intensity and even that opportunity for intensity isn't there. And most of the world is not operating with that intensity. So to be well rested and to get sufficient sleep also means to know when to rest. I do actually think that that college logo or motto of work hard, play hard is super, super relevant. Or I think perhaps it should be better said as work hard, rest hard. When you are working on any given task or for any duration of time, work extremely hard and then schedule in some rest. I will often just lay down and just relax my mind and rest for 20 to 30 minutes at a time, maybe twice a day. But that's just because I go with such blazing intensity for so much of my day. So in order to increase your manifestations and to understand what this season of your life is all about, it's very important that you're getting sufficient sleep and that you're taking these periodic breaks throughout the day. You're taking some rest. There's even been some studies that show that people who take an afternoon nap regularly, they have better long-term memory and overall like an increased lifespan. This brings me to the second idea of the video: remove lustful thoughts. Do not think lustful thoughts. Thoughts are real things, but they're just very hard to measure. We know they're real because, you know, like so much of what I have brought into my life is because in some era of my life, I was like thinking about it regularly. I was just always thinking about it. I was thinking about it. Even the car I drive, 6 years ago, I would see other people drive that car and I'd be like, I want this car. You know, like so many elements of my life, from my motorcycle to my car to the clothes I wear, even to the way I look facially, actually was something that was in my mind for a good duration of time. And so thoughts we know are real things, but a lot of our thoughts in today's day and age, they are not under our own jurisdiction. And it's really frustrating. And I realized that even though I'm someone who has talked about sexual discipline a lot in the past and has carried it out for long durations of time, my mind has not always been in my control. And in this season of my life, I made a concerted effort to not only like do things like NoFap or semen retention, but also to keep my mind pure. Just think about my goals instead. Don't let these devices or these institutions hijack my thinking, but rather just keep my thinking my own fully. Make it a choice. Don't think about anything other than what you are to do. Even though it has not changed my actual actions, it has made me sharper and it has pulled manifestations into my life far more quickly. It's been a really exciting thing. Some time ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, I never thought I would have the capacity to improve my videography to the degree that I have. In a short amount of time in this season of my life, my video producing skills have gone up sharply. And it's all been a result of this feature film project that I'm working on that I was so, so scared to work on. In fact, every day that I do currently continue to work on it, I continue to be scared. It's like I'm scared every time. Every time we go into a shoot, every time I'm looking for a location, no matter what I'm doing, I'm afraid working on this thing. But it's a productive fear. It's an excitement. It's an enthusiasm. And it's fully mine. It's something that's in my mind's control. It is what I want to be thinking about. And as a result, in short order, my filmmaking skills, my directing skills, the way I'm able to work a room, even the way I'm able to sell, it has continually improved. So this is the thing. Do not think lustful thoughts. Unless you are with someone you love and, you know, the moment is on or something. Unless you're in a physical space and you want to share it with someone. You want to, heck, you want to seduce someone. You want to flirt. You want to, like, be in a moment and have a real interaction. Unless you're in an environment where that is before you and that's what you want to pursue and it's healthy, just don't think about lust at all. Just don't think about it. Think about anything else. Think about God, pray, think about your work, think about your mission, think about your brotherhood and the people you want to help, whatever the fuck it is. Most of the time, I just think about what I want to do. Like, damn, I want to get these things done. I want to make more money, whatever it might be. Think about those things. Don't let the devices affect the way you think. And that alone will speed up your manifestations tenfold. It's an insanely powerful thing just to keep the mind pure. This brings me to the next idea, power the machine. And specifically what I'm talking about is testosterone. If we go back to that first example of Nikola Tesla saying that we are electromagnetic beings, we are capable of not only conducing energy and electricity, but also generating it within ourselves. The primary fuel for that is actually our testosterone. And that's because it is the primary, like, brings coal to the fire of our sexual energy. You gotta get your test high. There are a number of practices, of course, when it comes to testosterone, but I specifically want to talk a little bit about supplementation. I have kind of experimented with different supplements in the past when it comes to testosterone production, but I would say the biggest ones are zinc, magnesium. I often just take it in the form of ZMA, boron, and cod liver oil. And then if you can work in some nuts like selenium from Brazil nuts, just have a couple of those every night, maybe even 3 or 4 eggs at night. That alone, in addition to just having a generally speaking, a very healthy diet, unprocessed foods, lifting weights, sprinting, even taking cold showers, I think has a testosterone boosting effect because I think it just purifies you. Make sure that you're doing these things that keep testosterone super high. Just in the form of supplementation, I'll just say ZMA or zinc magnesium, some combo of those, boron, selenium that you can get from Brazil nuts, and cod liver oil. And lastly, if you want, you can just have some eggs. Also during the winters, on occasion, it might be useful to just have like a vitamin D and K2 mix. Those are the most important things. I try to get my vitamin D primarily just from eggs. And I accept that my vitamin D intake is going to just be lower in the winters. But I spend a lot of time outdoors every day in the summer. So I sort of like build up a reserve of vitamin D, I feel, or at least I build up a tan over the summers that I can use to like get through the winters. But keep your testosterone as high as possible. And probably if you're over the age of like 31, 32, it might be good to get on a schedule where you test your test regularly. And that's just because your testosterone is very much linked to your potency in the world, and you want to keep that as high as possible. This brings me to the last idea of the video, work out 3 hours a day. Now, this idea came to me during a meditation session. So as soon as I wrote it down, it felt a little bit illogical to me because I think most working people do not have the capacity to work out 3 hours a day. But effectively, what I mean by this is movement. There should be probably, in an ideal setting, 2 to 3 hours of movement every day. Of course, we're on a schedule, hopefully, of lifting weights. In the wintertime, I've also really just been amping up my swimming. I haven't always been a capable swimmer, but I'm trying to go sub 6 hours in a half Ironman this winter. So I've been swimming a lot more, and it's been extremely satisfying. There should be a decent amount of movement every day. And this could often mean that you're just walking around. One of my favorite parts of working in the filmmaking space is that in the field, the job is done on your feet. When I'm on set, I'm on my feet. I'm talking to actors, I'm talking to my crew. I'm getting things done. And even when I'm location scouting, I'm often walking around, checking for spaces, talking to people. It's a physically movement-oriented job. So I think in many respects, it's really ideal to have a job with some amount of movement incorporated into it. If you can't get 3 hours of movement in a day just because you are confined to a desk, I think a walking treadmill can be incredibly beneficial in wintertime. I got one for the first time last year, and it actually probably helped me shed 4 or 5 pounds of pure fat just because when I would take meetings, I would just go for walks. And the other thing I'll say in regard to this is that if you have any power at work, try to get out of meetings that are not relevant, that are not useful. Just get out of them. Just like see if you cannot attend them and actually make space in your life for more movement. One of the people whose lifestyle, in terms of lifestyle design, I would want to emulate or follow the most, even though it is a little bit indulgent in how much time he allots for fitness, is Eric Hinman. Now, Eric Hinman is mostly like an Instagram influencer, though his YouTube channel has been growing. I think he's a really cool guy. He's a 5X Ironman. He's even competed at the World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. Really cool guy, very highly fitnessed, 44 years old, but like incredibly, incredibly fit. And he makes time for 2 to 3 hours of exercise every day. And I'm blessed to be in a position where I can move a lot. Like I can afford to move around. You know, I work for myself, so I can afford to move a lot for work. But it's also something that I could have made time for more, even when I did work a 9 to 5, which I did for several years. Try to incorporate as much movement into your life as possible. Of course, being on a lifting schedule, I think everyone should be doing some amount of cardio. But really, I would say even especially for the winter months, 3 hours of movement a day, movement in general, exercise, is super valuable. And that's just because movement oxygenates us. It brings energy and like oxygen into our brains. It just refreshes the mind. And so if you can rest and move and have high testosterone and have that mind pure, you become so, so effective It's nuts. The things that are supposed to manifest in this season of your life. I'm telling you, there's stuff that you're supposed to be doing in the next 2 to 3 months that's on your timeline. The clock is ticking and there's some stuff you need to be getting done. I don't know what it is for you, but you definitively should be getting something that is true to you done this season. Most of you probably are not. I can say this because I very much care about doing my life's work. And for many seasons of my life, even I was not. So who's to say, you know, someone else could escape this fate? We're all kind of, we get lulled and trapped into these blockages in society that hold us from being ourselves, that hold us back from expressing ourselves. It's not cool. It's not what I want for ourselves. So in this video, I want it to be a declaration. I want it to be a request. Do your life's work and ask yourself what is to be done this season and then just work on it. Walk the narrow path and get it done. Greatness is coming.